This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. Of course, you can listen to versions of The Drive or at the editions of The Drive anywhere where you get your downloads, assuming they do get downloaded.
Yeah, in podcast form.
If they haven't been downloaded, don't contact us.
It's not our fault. We're working on it.
We've done our job.
Right. We're in charge of content.
Yeah. But you can download that at Steelers.com or you can go to wherever
you subscribe and they'll get to you as soon as they get to you.
They'll get downloaded right into your phone or wherever you listen to them at. And
when you search for it, if you just search for The Drive, it's harder to find. SNR The Drive and boom.
There you go.
Start with that, yeah.
And then you don't have to listen every day. It just gets downloaded to your phone. You can listen whenever. Yeah. Listen while you're working out, while you're driving in your car.
While you're shoveling snow,
or if you're in the South, you're mowing grass.
Whatever you can do.
So we're going to do a mock draft here today, and we're changing things up a little bit from what we've been doing.
It has me a little concerned, I got to be honest with you.
It is a little concerning because we're stepping outside our norms here.
Right.
We're going to fanspeak.com to use their mock drafter, and we're also using their rankings to
do
this.
Fair enough, which they might be great. They might not be. So
they might be a little different than what we're used to.
Yeah, we'll talk through it.
Yeah, but we're gonna do it, and the draft is already running here, and we're on the clock here.
You said they will not propose trades to us.
They will not
other times,
and
which is fine.
That's fine. So we're up at pick 24. The top offensive tackles available. You're looking at Tevin Jenkins. You're looking at Jalen Mayfield. Samuel Cosmi, the typical guys.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with those guys.
Running back, Travis Etienne and Najee Harris.
Interesting.
Javonte Williams, all the running backs available. The centers, Creed Humphrey, Landon Dickerson, Josh Myers. Those guys are all available. Quinn Miners. Guys are all available.
So we didn't have the Darrisaw run to the podium.
We did not.
Situation.
At wide receiver, you're looking at Kadarius Toney. Rashad
I'm sure
Bateman.
They'd love him. I just don't think you can do that early.
Rondale Moore.
Nice.
Available. Okay. Edge rushers, Quincy Roche still there. Gregory Rousseau there.
Wow.
So there's some guys available at that position. Overall.
Just curious who the off-the-ball linebacker might be because we were talking about
that
earlier.
Let's take a look at that. Nick Bolton, Zaven Collins.
Yeah.
Cameron Rogron, Chaz Surratt, Jabril. I mean, there's guys there.
Mm-hmm.
Do we lean towards taking the tackle?
I think this is the classic conversation we're going to have a million times is Najee Harris versus a non-Darrisaw tackle. You know, a guy we like, but it's not the slam dunk. Whew. I lean towards Harris, although I really like Williams. I don't know Williams is going to be there in the second round.
Yeah.
You know, I prefer Harris to the other guys. I respect for ATN, but he would sure help a lot.
All right, we're taking Najee Harris.
Okay.
That's the pick. Make a lot of Steeler fans happy.
Kadarius
Toney went next, by the way.
That doesn't surprise me at all, right?
He would really fit into that Matt Campbell
offense. He really would.
Yeah.
He would be a weapon.
Okay, we're on to the second round. That is loading up here. And, of course, now – so we've gotten our running back.
Done at running back.
Interestingly enough, the team needs here do not list running back. I did an interview today – and on a local radio show, and I was asked, well, you know, the Steelers have running backs. They could just start, you know, with the backs that they got next year. I'm like, they will not. Like, Benny Snell will not be their starting running back. They're number one next year.
No.
You can't.
Absolutely. I mean, the only way is if they think McFarland's a star that we just haven't seen yet.
We didn't see it this year.
Right, did not see it this year.
Okay, we're back up on the clock here. The top players available, Cameron Rogron, Javonte, according to their rankings, Cameron Rogron, Javonte Williams did make it to that.
Yeah,
pick.
He did. Man, yeah. No. Shucks.
Yeah. We'd still need a tackle.
Yes.
The top tackles available, Liam Eikenberg, Walker Little, Brady Christensen, You look at Spencer Brown, James Hudson available, Adrian Ealy. This is
the usual suspects, right.
The center position, it got picked over a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
You got Josh Myers. You got Trey Hill. You got Quinn Miners. That's pretty much the guys that you would look at there.
I like that tackle selection, but I feel like we might have to do this. Take the center, one of those two.
That might be a reach at this point.
It does feel like a little of a reach, but
I think you stick to your board.
You take Eichenberg or one of those type of guys.
I think you almost have to, just because
they're quality players.
Yeah,
and they're tackles. I mean, they're hard to find.
I think you can find the thing to me is, if you're going to pay somebody in free agency, you can't do it with a tackle.
No, I was sitting here thinking you could find a
center for $3 or $4 million that would be okay.
I mean, it's not ideal, but three of them will get cut during this wave of, you know, you'll find a veteran, get you by center.
And it's center. Ideal. It's a help position. For most teams, it is a help position.
Right, right, right.
For the Steelers, it has not been that because they've been so much better there.
Mm-hmm. In a nutshell, you always take the tackle over a center.
Yeah.
And it's not like, I mean, Meyer and Miners are interesting players, but they're not pouncy coming out.
Taking them in the second round.
And taking the second round's a little rich, that's for sure. And they may even last. You know, there's not going to be a ton of teams out there in the center market. Is Eichenberg the tackle you like best?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's a low or a high floor guy.
Yeah.
It's you know, he's a good player.
The Notre Dame offensive linemen that have come out in recent years have been.
They're well coached. Yeah. And they got a lot to work with. Right. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Let's take that. Okay. So we've gotten running back
and
attack.
We've hit two doubles.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
That's fine. That's what you need to do. You need to get guys who can come in and play. The only other guy I might have considered like a Jackson Carman, who's a natural left tackle, but that's okay. We're making our picks.
Okay. Again, I mean, you might be able to find a one-year veteran center that'll get you through that isn't DeRonnie Dawson or Mike Webster.
Right.
You know,
but they had, you know, in between Jeff Hardings and Marquise Pouncey, you plugged a couple of different guys in there. Were they great? No.
No, but that's what most teams do.
You made it to a Super Bowl without, you know, a true star center.
You think you'll be pretty good at guard.
All right, we're back up again here. And... well, let's take a look and see what's available at the center position. Okay. The top guys are Miners, Ben Cleveland, Jimmy Morrissey out of Pitt.
I wouldn't have any problem taking Miners in the third round.
I wouldn't either.
No.
Let's just take a look.
We kind of lucked out that's even an option.
Wide receiver, you're looking at Dyami Brown, Amari Rodgers, Elijah Moore, Cade Johnson, I like a little bit out of.
I like Elijah Moore a ton.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can pass on a center, but I think Elijah Moore is going to be a second round pick.
Linebacker position, Pete Werner still available from Ohio State.
Yeah, that's what they need.
Monty Rice. So there's some guys there. At the edge, you're looking at Joe Tryon still available.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's appealing.
Yeah.
Him and Moore are both, I don't expect to be there.
Best guy on the board.
Right.
Kinda.
So it's really the need versus grade. But there are five of those. Respective positions that are really good values. Do you cross your fingers that any one of them fall to the fourth round, or do you cross your fingers that a center fall, that Miners, one guy throws, goes to the fourth round? You can never go wrong taking what is the best prospect regardless of position.
Yeah.
But boy, they need a center. That's a tough call.
He's a small school guy.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't play last year. All you've done is seen him at the Senior Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't play in the game. Can you roll the dice and hope that you've got two fourth-round picks.
Right.
Do you take you just take the best player available?
I think I take the center. I mean, many times we've said the goal is here's a small little pod of running backs, a small little pod of tackles and centers. We can achieve those goals by taking him.
See, the other guy that I'm really intrigued with here is Werner.
Yeah.
Because he might line up for you at inside backer on day one.
He might. I can't believe Tryon's there, though.
And Tryon is the other guy. Like, that's...
Although I have a lot of faith in Highsmith.
Right.
I have more faith in Highsmith than I did a month ago, to be honest. I think he's going to be a good NFL starter.
Yeah.
So that's the least need of the groups to me. And I think Moore would be your slot receiver for a long, and is a really good player, tough. Yeah, let's take the center.
All right.
And then we'll see what's. And then the next one's the bonus prize, unless they're all gone.
We're gonna take him here because we both like him higher than what they have him ranked.
Because mm-hmm.
they've got him ranked number 224.
Okay.
He would last if we didn't pick him here. He would last.
That's cheating a little bit. Yeah. We'd probably get him in the fourth round. We shouldn't know that. All right.
But we're taking him.
So we've accomplished our goals.
We got our.
It's a little boring.
Running back, offensive tackle, center.
Yeah.
We filled those needs. Now we got to get.
Now I think we take best player available in this pick. Which is a nice thing when we trade down.
Elijah Moore just went to the 49ers.
Really?
That would be.
I don't know if they'll do that.
Yeah, that would be a weird pick for them.
Right. I mean, they've taken Samuel and Ayuk high the last 2 years.
Running back or wide receivers all over the place.
But mm-hmm.
Again, you know, I think if Cade Johnson fell to me here, I'd be very.
I wouldn't have any problem with that either.
Yeah. Because he would jump right in and again fill a need.
No, it'd be a good fit. I mean, any receiver would be fine for this team.
Werner just went at 118. Yeah.
That would have been a home run.
All right. We're getting down to our pick here. So right now we've got Najee Harris, Liam Eikenberg, Quinn Meinerz. Again, not a super exciting thing here.
No, but we did what we set out to do.
Okay. So here's what we got. We're on the clock. Wide receiver, you're looking at Tamarian Terry out of Florida State.
Okay.
Frank Darby, Jalen Darden. Dax Milne, the wide receiver position got nailed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love it.
Darden's a North Texas guy, I kind of like.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it seems a little rich for him here.
Yeah. At edge, you're looking at Shaka Toney.
Interesting.
Okay. You got Wyatt Hubert still there. So you got a couple of guys there that could come in and be your. You're looking for a number three.
I know.
You're not looking for a starter. So I don't know that I want to look at that.
I know they don't have a ton of money, but I would love to find a cheap one-year deal veteran that's been around the league.
And those may come free. Like
they
crazy,
may end up being available as the process comes
just
along.
Just a guy who started some games that if something
can rotate in. Better than Chickalo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That type of dude.
Monty Rice available at inside linebacker.
It's not bad.
You got Barrett Browning from Ohio State. Ventrell Miller from Florida is another run and hit guy. Dylan Moses from Bama.
Wow. I mean, I'd like to know what his story is. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of ability there. Superstar recruit that hasn't all panned out. Is there off the field stuff? Is there learning stuff? I don't know that. Is there injury stuff? But boy, he could be a hit for you.
Yeah, my guy Garrett Wallow still available. So there's still some guys there that at that position.
Do you agree that Wallow would be your third choice though, behind Rice and Dylan?
Yeah. At cornerback. Thomas Graham out of Oregon, Robert Rochelle out of Central Arkansas, Aaron Robinson out of Central Florida.
He's interesting.
Benjamin St. Juiced out of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Both those last two are.
Sean Davis out of Florida, Demomador Lenore out of Oregon.
Yeah.
Nice slot. Ambry Thomas from Michigan. So there's some guys there at that position. Kelvin Joseph out of Kentucky. Like him.
I wonder if we could take one of those, our next pick.
You got Brian Mills still available from North Carolina. Carolina Central, so but corners will go.
No, they're going to go, right.
They're going to go.
We don't wait real long to our next pick, though, right?
We do have another one coming right up here. The wide receiver position, we covered a little bit of that. I think at this point you just kind of wait on that.
Yeah. If you've been listening to us, you'll notice that I'm a little eager to grab one of those wide receivers because I think they can really help a lot. But the way this sets up, I like going linebacker corner with these next two picks.
And we haven't looked at defensive line yet.
We tend to wait here.
Yeah.
Which I don't always love.
Yeah. You know? So what you've got, and they're got edge guys mixed in here as well. They don't have them listed broken down as tackles.
It's a DL.
But you got LeBrian Ray out of Alabama, to Darryl Slayton out of Florida. That's been picked over pretty well.
It's a bad position this year.
Mustafa Johnson's still there, but he's later. Cameron Sample out of Tulane still there.
Okay.
I
hate to say it, but you might regret it, but a 300-pounder might be next year's draft project.
Might be. Yeah.
There's just not much this year.
It really isn't. It's a weak position.
And you don't want to overdraft a position that where you need it. You know.
So what are you feeling there, a linebacker or –
I kind of like one of the linebackers, either Moses or Rice, I think are the two you mentioned.
Got a and preference between the two?
Moses is really swinging for the fences. I think Rice is a good player, too, though.
Yeah.
I don't, but I'm glad that both are available.
I think Rice is the double, and Moses is the, boy, this could really.
Right. He could be a swing and a miss. And then I think there's a lot of corners that one of them should be there next time up.
You would hope.
You would think. Yeah. I mean, I like that way of addressing this need right now. Your choice on linebacker. We've hit a lot of doubles.
Doubles are great. I kind of like another double, though. We score more runs with more doubles.
This team needs doubles.
Let's take Rice.
Okay. He might be a starter.
Yeah, from day one.
That's a position where they might have a starter.
Yeah, I mean, athletically, he's way better than Spillane.
I'd say he's probably second to Bush.
Yeah. He gives you another guy like Bush, which you can really use. All right, we're back up again here. The corners, Aaron Robinson, St. Juste, Sean Davis, Lenore out of Oregon, Aubrey Thomas, Shakir Brown out of Michigan State. Even Mike doesn't like him.
Right, we can't take him.
Yeah. Kelvin Joseph out of Kentucky. He's got some ability. Brian Mills out of North Carolina Central.
I mean, a guy like St. Juste to me is, you can wait, and you don't need a corner to play right now. I'm going to assume that we have a slot under contract, Hilton and
Do we assume that, or do we assume that we don't have an, that's what we don't know here.
That's hard to decide what type of corner.
Do they need to, because they're really looking at two different positions here.
Right. Do we need a slot now, or do we need Hayden's replacement?
Yeah.
They're totally opposite.
That, to me, is why a guy like Lenore is interesting, because he can play inside or out. He's kind of like Sutton. Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, if you don't have Sutton, or if you do have Sutton,
you still don't have a backup for Sutton.
Sutton could be Hayden's replacement if he gets hurt, or Nelson's replacement if he gets hurt,
Then you need another.
Slot's going to be a need at some point. Even if you do sign Hilton or Sutton, they're not going to be the starter maybe 2 or 3 years from now.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll play two slots at a time.
And he's 5'11", 200 pounds. He's not a small slot.
He doesn't look like Mike Hilton.
Yeah.
No. I'm fine with that pick.
Let's go ahead and take him.
When in doubt, take a corner.
Yeah.
And that's a good situation.
Yeah, he's built like Cameron Sutton, so he can play inside or out.
You don't want to get old in the corner room.
You do
and
not.
And you could if you don't take one in the mid rounds this year.
Okay, so now we get a little bit of a break here because, we don't have another pick.
That's a gap.
When the comp picks are awarded, we will have another pick. Mm-hmm. In this spot. So we're going to get the chance to draft three guys in that fourth round, potentially.
Yeah.
Or move up in that third round to get somebody.
One of those might be a wideout.
Yeah.
Considering what we have now, I would probably be in the market for a wideout, but not the reach.
Thus far, we've taken Najee Harris out of Alabama in the first round, Liam Eikenberg in the second, Quinn Miners out of Wisconsin-Whitewater in the third.
Mm-hmm.
We had two fourth-round picks. We took, with the 23rd pick, Monty Rice, the linebacker out of Georgia, and with pick 36 in the fourth round, Demamador Lenore out of Oregon.
Nice. Well, I'm pretty happy with things.
Yeah, I think we're...
We've addressed needs for sure.
Okay, we are back. The fifth round is now over, so we're rolling on to the sixth. That's what kind of stinks, is no fifth round pick.
But, right. Which will change.
You got to look at those extra fourth round picks as actually you do have picks there.
You do. And not to mention, I don't know if the Steelers agree with us, but we often trade down from 24. You'll probably have stuff in this area or another guy in the, and one more pick already on the roster when this time rolls around, which makes it a lot easier during this drought time. But then all of a sudden you get to the point where it's, now we're just taking dart throws, for the rest of the draft, kind of.
Okay, so KJ Costello and Brian Mills just went.
I would say Mills would have been nice.
Yeah, and we are back on the clock here. So
who's best player available?
Best player available, according to this one, you got Ernest Jones, linebacker out of South Carolina. Our guy Tommy Kramer, who we've taken a lot, the guard out of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Wide receiver Rico Bussey out of North Texas.
Okay.
Matt Basham, or Bushman, I should say, the tight end out of BYU. Darren Hall, cornerback out of San Diego State. Safety Divine Diablo out of Virginia Tech.
Great name.
Garrett Wallow is still available on this one.
I don't know. You can take another one.
Can't take another one there.
You just don't have a spot for him.
So I think do you want an edge?
I think I'd consider Kramer. Him and Eichenberg would room together. I'm big on that. Make their transition a little easier.
Here are the edges available. You got Marquise
Center.
Marquise Spencer out of Mississippi State, Chauncey Golston out of Iowa, Sam Williams out of Mississippi, Justice Reed out of Virginia Tech, Michael Clemens from Texas A&M, Janaris Robinson out of Florida State.
There's not a name there that I know.
William Bradley King out of Baylor's.
The Robinson dude from Florida State is supposedly a high upside, maybe some red flag type of guy from what I understand. If there's a name there you like, this is a great spot to take an edge.
Let's look at the big fellas. Taequann Graham out of Texas, Kyrie Campbell out of Florida, Lorenzo Neal, Purdue, Xavier Kelly out of Arkansas, Naquan Jones from Michigan State, Aubrey Solomon from Tennessee, Mustafa Johnson from Colorado.
Okay.
Cam Sample still there out of Tulane.
Not bad. Any of those defensive line, front line players, edge or D linemen, attract you? I think it'd be a great area to address.
I think Sample or Johnson would mix into your.
Yeah.
Give you another young.
It'd be nice to add some youth.
Potential
there.
Guy there. Wide receivers. We take a wide. No, we haven't.
We
taken,
do not have.
We have
wide
not
receiver.
Taken a wide receiver. Trey Walker, I mentioned. Looking here,
it seems pretty picked through.
Yeah, I mean Racy McMath's still there. He's a guy that we've taken before. Mm-hmm. That's big, just taking a shot. Wap Filer still there.
Yeah,
just a
They'd have a hard time seeing the field.
They would. They would.
It might have to be next year if he goes this way. Be unfortunate not to get a value wide receiver. Because
in a deep wide receiver,
class.
But everybody else is.
Such is life, though.
Yeah.
You can't have everything.
At the tight end position, that's pretty picked over. Yeah. I mean, you're looking at.
One of those defensive line, front lineman or the Notre Dame guard would
although
be
my choice. Kerry Angeline is still there at the tight end position.
There's a roster spot for
he's
him.
He's more of a blocker than a pass catcher, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, right. That's okay. I mean, we're trying to establish a run game and. Boy, I don't want Gentry to make the team.
You know what I mean? Well, he's not going to block for you.
Yeah, he's not going to block for you.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that, too.
Let's go ahead and make that the pick.
Okay.
That's a need pick, but we're in the seventh.
There's a spot for him there. I would imagine he'll help on special teams.
Yeah, that's the 31st pick in the sixth round.
Right.
What are we talking about here? All right, we're back up again. And
he has a chance to be active on game day. These other guys who probably don't.
We're moving on to the seventh round here. We're going to have a couple. I think we have a couple picks here in the seventh again. So, according to this, our team needs quarterback, edge, wide receiver, defensive line, safety, guard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Any of those same names jumping out at you?
Not really.
Yeah, it's a rough part of the draft.
Yeah, this is where it gets interesting.
For the middle of February, and we don't know these guys super well.
Chauncey Golston's still there.
That would be fine.
I'm looking.
I mean, there aren't many seventh round edges that really
Have you seen any of Jalen Camp out of Georgia Tech, the wide receiver?
No.
I haven't either, but he keeps popping up around this area. Sam Williams out of Mississippi, the edge. It's pretty well picked over.
Yeah, it seems like this rankings are pretty accurate.
Justin Hilliard out of Ohio State still available. At least he would.
Yeah. Again, I don't know this crew very well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll know these names better, but I don't know them particularly well.
We could take another corner, too. I mean, you know, I think you can.
If you're going to get the long, developmental corner, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Ooh, you know who's still available? Trey Brown.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Yeah, he's a good player.
Now we've added two guys who could potentially be your slot down the road, or they can both play outside, too.
Yeah, they're going to help you in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I like that pick.
No, I like that pick, too.
That's good value. Okay, we're back on the clock here again, and, man.
I'm sure it's pretty thin.
Davis Mills available.
Davis Mills.
Quarterback out of Stanford.
I thought he said he was gone.
That was the cornerback.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm taking Davis Mills, right?
Okay,
is there a different Davis Mills? I don't know. But, yeah, he's the highly recruited pocket passer, injuries, not real experience. Definitely
taking a chance. Okay, so we did it, and we're done. And our picks were Najee Harris.
He's kind of like picking up Haskins. Like,
yeah.
We got nothing invested in the guy. There's pedigree there. Maybe he hits, and you're thrilled with
it. Cost you nothing.
No investment,
yeah.
Right.
So with pick 24, we took Najee Harris. Pick 55, Liam Eichenberg. Pick 87, Quinn Miners out of Wisconsin-Whitewater. Pick 128, Monty Rice out of Georgia, the linebacker.
Yeah.
Pick 141, cornerback Damamador Lenore out of Oregon. Pick 217, tight end Kerry Angeline out of North Carolina State.
I like that more and more, by the way.
Pick 244, cornerback Trey Brown out of Oklahoma.
That's a value pick. That's throwing your lap.
Pick 253, we took quarterback Davis Mills out of Stanford.
Yeah, I mean, might be real happy about that a year from now.
I think you can look at that. I think with the top three or four, I think your top four guys, you're like, okay, these are guys that can come in and potentially
a lot of doubles.
Help now.
Yeah, right. I mean, we're drafting for need.
Yeah,
and
then later you're taking guys that are going to help you out.
2-3 years down the road.
Yeah.
You know, Hayden hangs it up, or, boy, this quarterback looks good in the preseason, and next year maybe Rudolph isn't even in the picture. Who knows? I mean, he might be your number two. I don't know. I mean, we're taking dart throws, but they're logical ones.
Yeah, they're informed dart throws.
They are. At positions where, boy, it doesn't have a super uphill climb to be helpful for you.
But, again, this is making picks without trading.
Without trading, without the comp pick, it only gets better.
Yeah,
you know, our first three picks
we ended
weren't
up with eight
sexy,
picks here. Did they add the comp?
They
pick
may
in?
Have the comp.
I think
pick
they did
in
add the
then.
Comp pick in there because
okay.
We had 2 fourth-rounders.
Right.
But
no, then they did.
Yeah. They didn't give us our late comp.
The sixth
pick.
One is not there though.
But
okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But still, you make a trade or two, and right. No, I like what they did. This draft wasn't as sexy as the one we had on Wednesday.
No,
where we ended up with a lot of fun toys and it worked, everything fell right in our lap. And Rondell Moore was a bonus prize. I think we had Washington's second round pick when it was all said and done. Yeah, that might have been a little unrealistic. That would have been as good as it gets. And then not that this one would be as bad as it gets, but it wasn't. Woohoo! They got tons of crazy
stuff.
Yeah,
we didn't add a defensive lineman.
No,
we didn't add an edge.
Didn't add an edge, right? I mean, those men up front are still thin.
Yeah, but I don't know if this year is a great year to add a defensive lineman or even an edge necessarily.
I know. I don't love the situation there.
Yeah.
For where they're going to be in the market for one. You're not going to take one in the second round.
Right. That's the thing. I mean, those first three picks, I don't want to say they have to be those three positions, but if I were betting on it, I would bet on those three positions.
Yeah, without question. In some order.
Maybe not a center if they go out and sign some mid-level.
Which is a possibility. Starter. And it'd be nice to get that out of the equation. So then.
Now you can
then
do.
You grab that, maybe that's.
Now in that fourth round, you're looking at taking an edge.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe that end up being more from the wide receiver from some southern, from Mississippi or whatever. Or, then all of a sudden you can just take a best player available. But from where it sits now, I mean, we haven't even gone through free agency. There's going to be a lot of change between now and
then. Absolutely. That's why we're doing this so often here.
Right.
And again, we're learning these names of guys, different guys.
Hopefully
and,
teaching the people listening.
I mean, that's the first time we've taken Angeline.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
or people that say, well, take the best center in the draft in the first round.
No.
That doesn't help you.
No.
We could try those exercises, and you'll see the
you'll
results.
You'll see why,
and you won't like it.
Yeah,
you won't.
Then you get shut out on the running backs, or you miss out on the tackles, and it's just.
Maybe that's something we should do once, just once.
Well, maybe we'll do that next week.
Right.
Take the top, just take your biggest need and
every
bump
position,
them up the board.
Or,
or
opposite. You know, just take the highest guy on the board almost.
See how that,
position. Right.
Yeah.
And you'll get some studs, but. And you're going to have some holes, too.
Yeah, you got a bunch of holes. But
interesting.
Yeah.
It's fun, though.
That's why we do these things. And, man, that was a different – the rankings were a little different on there. We took some guys
– I was worried the site was going to let us down and make it too easy on us. But they were solid.
When you look at the first round here, though, for what they did, obviously Trevor Lawrence was number one.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Wilson, two. Penei Sewell, number three. Quiddy Pay went fourth to the Falcons. That's way high. Caleb Farley went fifth to the Bengals. Devontae Smith, sixth to the Eagles. Waddle to the Lions at seven. Justin Fields at eight to Carolina. Aziz Ojulari to the Broncos at nine. Kyle Pitts to 10.
You can see edge guys get inflated, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not so crazy.
Jamar Chase, 11th, though, to the
Giants.
Not
that's
not
that
happen.
Long, but right.
Rashawn Slater went 12th. Alex Leatherwood went 13th.
That's a little surprising. Leatherwood, to me, isn't even a run to the podium at 24 guy.
No, let alone 13.
He's fine, but right.
Carlos Basham went to 14th to the Vikings. Trey Lance, 15th to the Patriots.
Their edge guys, they inflated a little bit, which isn't unrealistic.
Elijah Vera Tucker went 16th to the Cardinals. Christian Barmore, I keep wanting to call him Barrymore.
Mm-hmm.
Barmore to the Raiders at 17. Jalen Phillips at 18 to the Dolphins. Jeremiah Owosu-Koramoah went 19th to the football team.
Yep.
20 was Patrick Surtain. I don't see the corners falling that far.
No.
Christian Darrisaw went 21st to the Colts. That would make a lot of sense. Yeah.
That might end up happening.
22, Micah Parsons falls all the way to 22.
Linebackers, I mean, you can kind of see it.
Yeah.
I bet there's mixed feelings about him.
Asante Samuel went 23 to the Jets.
They need a corner.
And then we took Najee Harris at 24.
Okay. I mean, like, that's an unusual mock.
Yeah.
But it's not the craziest thing you ever heard. I mean, they never go to the way that you read them time and time again.
No.
And
no.
I do think edges will go quicker than people think.
Yeah.
Like a Rousseau might go.
Corners eight. Usually go quicker than you think.
Right.
Those guys get pushed up, just like, you know, so that, I think quarterback, offensive tackles, corners,
edge guys. Yeah. They'll go.
And that pushes safeties and running backs and you know, guards and centers.
It's good for the Steelers.
Yeah.
Because fortunately, there's a lot of tackles to go around.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So that's going to do it for our show today. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Jacob here on site, keeping us on the air, I'm Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.